So tonight's shir is on this week's parsha, which is Parshas Ki Savo, and the title is The Stones Under the Yardin. So tonight we're going to look at an interesting mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people in this week's parsha, and it was right before describing the whole scene of Har Gerizim and Har Eval when they go into Eretz Yisrael. So there's an interesting mitzvah that emerges in this week's parsha with regard to setting up these stones and writing the Sefer Torah on the stones. So we're going to look at the value or the purpose of this mitzvah and try to understand it philosophically. So if we look in source number one, it's Devarim Perichov Zayin. It's really Aleph through Ches. It's like its own paragraph in the Torah, its own parsha. And it starts as follows. Vayitzav Moshe v'ziknei Yisrael sa'om le'mor sha'mor es kol mitzvah asher anochim mitzaveh eschem hayom. So Moshe and the Zakenim command the Jewish people, saying, keep the mitzvos in which I command you today. So Moshe says, keep the mitzvos to the Jewish people. So when you cross the Jordan River and you go into Eretz Yisrael, I want you to set up these big stones and plaster them with lime. And on these large stones, where there's a mitzvah to set them up, I also want you to write the Sefer Torah, write the Torah on the stones before you enter into the land. And when you pass over the Yarden, the Jordan River, into Eretz Yisrael, you should also set up these stones on Har Eval, which is part of the whole Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and you should plaster them there. Uvanisa sham mizbeach la'Hashem Elokecha, mizbeach avanim lo sanif alehem barzel. And then you should set up a mizbeach, an altar, and you should not wield any iron on the mizbeach. And in Vav, we're in Pasuk Vav, in source number one, avanim shleimos tivnas mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, v'halisa olav olos la'Hashem Elokecha. And you should sacrifice on these stones. And you should be happy. This is all at Har Gerizim and Har Eval. And you should write the Torah, the words of the Torah, very clearly on these stones. So, and then the Torah describes the whole process of Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and the brachos and the klalos on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. So as a precursor to Har Gerizim and Har Eval, the Torah introduces this interesting idea where Moshe has a tzivoy for Klal Yisrael. When they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're supposed to set up stones, and they're supposed to use the stones for the Mizbeach, and they're supposed to write the Sefer Torah on the stones. So the question is, the basic question is, what are these stones? What are the purpose of these stones and writing the Torah on them? And it seems like there's multiple mentioning of different stones. Vakemos Olecha Avonim. If you look in source number one, Pasuk Beis, at the end, it says, Vakimo Solucha Avonim Gdolos Esatos Ombasid. And then in Dalid, he says, Takimu Esavonim Aila, Asher Nochim Etzaveh Chemayon, Bahari Valve Esatos Ombasid. So again, he talks about stones. So the question is, what's the value of setting up these stones and writing the Sefer Torah on these stones? And can we isolate, from a Pshat standpoint, what the Torah is referring to in terms of this Tzivoy? So if you look in Rashi, so Rashi starts us off. And in source number two, he says like this, Vakemosa lecha biyardin. So the first tzivoy was that when the Jews crossed the Yarden, the Jordan River, they were supposed to set up these stones inside the river. The acharkach totzi misham acheros, and also they should take and remove stones from the bottom of the Yarden. V'tibneh mehen mizbeach b'har eval, and then they should build the mizbeach on har eval with those stones. Nimtzeis atza omer gimel minei avanim. So you see that there's three types of stones. Shneimasar b'yardin, there was 12 stones in the Jordan. Uchenegdan b'Gilgal, there were 12 stones in Gilgal, which is right near the Jordan, right when they passed in. Uchenegdan b'Har Eval k'di'isa b'mesecha sota. And also there were stones set up by Har Eval. So Rashi says that there are three different types of stones, and the Torah is alluding to all of them. One of them was that when the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael, they were supposed to set up stones in the river, in the Yarden. So if we go back to our Jewish history and our Tanakh, when the Jews went over the Yarden split. And when the Yarden split, there was an opportunity for the Jewish people, for Yehoshua and the Jewish people, to set up these stones with the Torah on them in the Yarden. And then, like Rashi says, they took the stones, different sets of stones, and they brought them to Har Grizim and Har Eval, and they made a Mizbeach out of it. And then they set up stones in Gilgal. So you have three different setting up of stones that they wrote the Torah on. So again, the question is, what was the purpose of writing the Torah on these stones? And if you look in Ches also, Rashi says, Be'er Heitev. What does it mean? V'chasafta al-vanim es kol divrei ha-Torah zos Be'er Heitev, b'shivim lashon. So this is another strange Rashi. He says that not only did they write the Torah on these stones, but it was written in 70 languages. So they would have to be really big, massive stones in order to do that. But again, the question is, what's the value of b'shivim lashon? Why not just write the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh? Why was it written b'shivim lashon? What's the idea behind that? And then finally, the last question is, what's the concept? How do we explain the idea of setting up stones in the river, in the Yarden? So once they passed through the Yarden, so then all the water resumed, and there was a current again, and the river resumed. So the stones would be underneath the Yarden, underneath the river. So what's the purpose of setting up stones with the Sefer Torah inside the river, under the Yarden? So these are all strange elements of this tzivoy in the Torah. So again, we have to understand what the value, the purpose of the stones, what are they trying to convey, what idea? Why would they set up stones in the Yarden, in the river itself? After the Nes occurs, the river is covered over. And also we have to understand the idea of Be'er Heitev, 70 languages. I mean, they wrote the Torah in 70 languages. I mean, how do we explain that, understand that from a drasha standpoint, not just from a pshat standpoint? Okay, so those are all the questions. So again, we're just going to take up this precursor, this idea prior to Har Grizim and Har Eval, prior to the Torah's description, that the Moshe is mitzvah, the Jewish people, to do this, to set up these stones. So again, what's the value? So if you look in the Gemara in Sota, which Rashi quotes, Rashi and many of the Acharonim bring this up. Rashi is actually a little bit inconsistent with the Gemara. But I think it's kind of difficult to understand Rashi based on the Gemara, but there's going to be an idea that we can draw out of it. So if you look in source number 3, the Gemara says like this, Nimtzei Sata Omer, Shlosha Mine Avanim Hayu. So you see that there are three types of stones, similar to what Rashi was saying. Echad Shehikim Moshe Be'eretz Moav. So the first set of stones, which Rashi doesn't include in Parash Rashi, was the stones, there were stones that were set up by Moshe in Moav. Before the Jews crossed the Yarden, and before Moshe died, he set up stones. And he wrote the Sefer Torah on a set of stones. Shenemar, as it says, Be'ever HaYarden Be'eretz Moav Ho'il Moshe Be'er. So in the beginning of the Devarim, it says that in Moav, in Eretz Moav, Moshe began to teach the Torah. And the idea is, Ulahalanu Omer v'chasavta alein es kol divrei ha-Torah hazos be'er heitev. In our psukim, in Devarim Perichav Zayin Pasuk Ches, it says, if you look in source number 1 again, v'chasavta alavanim es kol divrei ha-Torah hazos be'er heitev. So it uses the same lashon, ba'er. It says to write it clearly. So Moshe taught the Torah clearly, and it says in our psukim that we're supposed to write on the stones the Torah very clearly. So the Gemara learns out a limud, or a connection between the two, to teach us that Moshe set up stones as well, and on those stones he wrote the Torah. So that's what the limud teaches us, from the same lashon of ba'er. We're back in the Gemara, in source number 3. V'echad shehekim Yoshua b'socha yardin. So the second set of stones were the stones that Yoshua set up in the Yarden. Shenamar, as it says openly in the Psukim, Mushtem Esrei Avanim Hekim Yoshua B'socha Yarden, Ve'echad Shehekim B'Gilgal. And then the last set of stones were set up in the Gilgal, which was right by Har Grizim and Har Eval, right after they passed over the Yarden. Shenamar Ve'Shtem Esrei Avanim Ha'Ela Asher Lachu. So the Gemara is a little bit different than Rashi. So the Gemara says there are three sets of stones. The stones of Moshe, where he set them up in Moav, and he wrote the Torah on them. Then there's the stones that were set up in the Yarden, in the river itself, and the Torah was written on those. And then finally, the Gemara explains later on in the Gemara that a third set of stones were taken out of the Yarden, and they were used as a Mizbeach, and then afterwards, they were set up as the stones with the Sefer Torah on it in Gilgal. So you have three sets of stones. So again, it's the same question, although we have a discrepancy within Rashi as to what the stones were. But the question is, what's the idea of the stones? What's the purpose of the stones and the mitzvah of setting up the stones with the Sefer Torah? I mean, the Jewish people, they had the Luchos. They had Sifrei Torah. Moshe wrote a Sefer Torah, so he wrote it on klaf. So why set up stones with the Sefer Torah on it? So what's the purpose of that? So before we give our own idea, I looked at the Marsha. The Marsha is a really nice, concept, a really nice idea analysis of this Gemara, and I wanted to share his idea in source number 4. So he says, "Yesh la'ayin bezeh ma tam avanim shel Moshe shehikim de osan." So what's the purpose? His question is, what was the purpose of Moshe setting up stones with the Sefer Torah on it? De osan shel Yoshua beGilgal mefurash ki yishalun. So he says that the stones of Yoshua were there to teach the Jewish people about the nace of the Yarden. Asher nichrusu me'al Yarden. The nace of the Yarden was really brought about, or was really highlighted through the stones of Yoshua. So he says that's open in the Psukim. But what was the purpose of Moshe stones? Lezikaron levnei Yisrael ad olam. So he goes on about Yoshua stones. They were to act as a remembrance for the whole nace of crossing the Yarden and its splitting. The chain sheinicham b'mei Yarden, and so too the ones that he places in the Yarden. It's the same idea. Ka'amar mitam zeh. V'yusham ada yom hazeh gam eno me'inyan sipuro shel abraisa. D'mayri kulo b'maisa Yoshua ba'avro Yarden. So he says also the braisa, the whole braisa, is talking about Yoshua, and it's talking about the stones that Yoshua set up. So where do we get the idea, or how does Moshe's stones connect to Yoshua's stones, the stones that Moshe set up? So now this is where he comes in with this beautiful idea. So he says, Hakavana bo yadua. So what's the purpose? It's very well known. Kimashikasa of Baal Haikarim Bemunasenu Shloshahim Haikarim Yesode Haimuna. So he says that the Baal Haikarim, I think he's referring to Albo, holds or maintains that there are three essential ideas of Torah. There's three essential ideas that are the basis of Judaism, the basis of Yahadus, and the basis of Torah, and there are Yesodos of our Amuna, of our faith. V'heim Torah min ha-shamayim u'mitziyaso yizbarach barachu. So the first, v'ham ha-machadish olamo. So the first idea is that Hashem exists, and He gave us the Torah, and He created the world. U'schar v'onesh. And also there's schar v'onesh. V'ha-even, so the idea of ha-even, so it's actually three things, we'll see. But one is that God exists and He gave us the Torah. The second is that He created the world, and He's in control of the world. And the third is schar v'onesh. So he says, "Va'even hu remez b'chol makom al yisod ve'ikar." So whenever you use a stone, you're trying to convey an idea of a yisod, of something essential, something that's unbreakable. It's an essential element of the Torah. Kimo even pina misham roa even Yisrael v'kamar. Okay, so there's different examples of how an even conveys the concept of yisod, of an ikar, of something essential. It's an unbreakable essential concept of Torah. So what's that idea? V'ka'amar gimel minei avanim. So why were there three types of avanim? Lirmos ala gimel yisodei ha'emuna. So it's trying to teach us the three different yisodei ha'emuna, the three different principles of our faith, of Judaism, of Yahadus. Avanim shel Moshe, lirmos al yisoda Torah, shenichtav aleihan mipi Moshe, shorida mishamayim. So the first is the yisod that Torah is min ha'shamayim, and that it came from Har Sinai. And Moshe got it. So the first idea is Moshe's stones. The stones of Moshe and Moav were to convey the yisod that that Torah is min ha-shamayim. Uva osam shibel Gilgal vehein atzman shibonu mehen mizbeach b'har eval asher sham nemru haklalos v'abrachos shehem aschar v'onesh b'kiyam ha-Torah uva havaras ha-Torah shenichtava alehen. And the ones in Gilgal, so the Marsha says, the ones that were in Gilgal, which really were meant as a Mizbeach, they were used as a Mizbeach on Har Eval, and then they were transported to Gilgal, they're really tied to the Yisod of Schar V'Onesh, because the whole purpose of Har Grizim and Har Eval was to teach the Jewish people that if they keep the Torah, there's Bracha, and if not, there's Kala. So it's the Yisod, it's the essential idea that man is rewarded for keeping the Torah, and man is punished for not keeping the Torah. And then he says, V'osan Shehekin B'socha Yardin. So what about the ones in the Yarden? L'choros al mitziyuso v'yicholto l'chadesh olam ba'os asher nichrusu mei Yarden mipnei Aron. And the last set of stones in the Yarden are to convey the yisod, the idea that Hashem created the world and He's in control of the world and He can really control nature, and that's really reflected in the nace of the Yarden. So the Marshas is actually a beautiful analysis of the Gemara. So he says that there's a connection. The Gemara is grouping the three groups of stone together, the stones of Moshe and the two stones of Yoshua. The second set of stones were the stones that were taken out of the Yarden and used as a Mizbeach, and then finally set up in the Gilgal. And the third set were the ones in the Yarden, according to the Marsha. And he says they're all to convey different yesodos, that the Torah, the Torah itself, is really meant to be isolated into three different essential ideas. Or you can pinpoint, and you can whittle down the Torah into three different essential ideas. The first idea is really that Hashem gave us the Torah. The second idea is schar v'onesh, that man is rewarded and punished based on his actions in this world. And the third idea, which is another yesod, is the idea that Hashem controls nature and that he's the creator of the universe. So these are the three stones, the stones of Moshe, the stones of Yoshua in two places. They're really to teach us that the yesodos, the essence of Torah, which is conveyed by a stone, because a stone's really an idea of permanence. So the permanence and the unbreakable qualities or elements of Torah are really tied to those three ideas, those three concepts. The concept of Schar V'Onesh, the concept of Torah Min HaShemayim, and lastly, the concept that Hashem is the creator of the universe. So that's the idea, that's the mitzvah, that's how he understands the mitzvah in our parsha of setting up the stones in these three different places. So I think it's a nice idea, it's a beautiful idea that the Marsha had to explain the Gemara. But I want to try a different approach than the Marsha, although the Marsha is beautiful again. But I want to try a different approach. What's the connection, based on the Gemara? The Gemara is saying that there's a grouping of three stones. There's the grouping of, there's Moshe stones, the stones in the Yarden, in the river itself, and then finally the stones that were used at Har Grizim Har Eval and set up in Gilgal. So of course the question is, what's the value of those stones? So we saw from the Marsha his approach, but I think if we go through the Psukim a little bit, maybe we'll come out with a different approach. So if you look in, so let's go through some of the Psukim. If you look in source number 5, in Devarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, so this is the Psukim that the Gemara quotes, and it says, Be'evar Yardin Be'eretz Moav, Ho'il Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos Le'mor. So the first Pasuk is Moshe, it's a reference to Moshe writing the stones down. It's not open in the Psukim, but the Gemara learns it out from a limud, from the word Ba'er. So, but the pshat of the pasuk is that Moshe was teaching them the Torah in Moab, in Eretz Moab, and he was reviewing with them all the ideas of the Torah. So, if you look in Rashi in number 6, so what does it mean? Hoel hischil kamo hinena ha'alti. So Moshe began to expound on the Torah in Moab, and it says be'eres ha'Torah b'shivim lashon pirshalhem. So again, Rashi says this idea that Moshe gave it over to them in 70 languages. So we have to understand, again, I think with our idea, with our concept, when we come to it together, so I think we'll understand also the idea of Shivim Lashon, why Rashi mentions before, and the Gemara mentions it too, that the stones were written by Shivim Lashon, and Rashi says it over here also, that when Moshe taught the Torah to the Jewish people in Moab, at the end of his life, he did it in 70 languages. Now, what value is there? What kind of value is it to teach the Jews who speak Lashon HaKodesh, Shivim Lashon, the Torah and Shivim Lashon? What idea is the Rashi and the Chazal trying to convey here? So that's a question. But what was the purpose of these stones, of this teaching? So the Ibn Ezra, look in the Ibn Ezra. If you skip in the next source number 7, the Ibn Ezra on the same pasuk, if you skip towards the end of the first line, he says, V'hinei Moshe heichel lefarish lebanim shenoldu b'midbar, ma she'iro lavosam. So Moshe was discussing all the events that occurred in the Midbar to their fathers, because there was a new generation going into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe wanted to review with them and try to go over their history, the history of their parents, and the Amar Lehem Kol HaMitzvos, and then he also taught them the mitzvos, Gam Aseres HaDvarim, and also he went through the Aseres HaDibros, Sheshamu Avosem Mipi Hashem, Yishma'um Gam Hei Mipi Tzir Naaman. So he was trying to give over Har Sinai, the Aseres HaDibros, all the Torah, as if it were at Har Sinai, he was trying to convey all those ideas to this next generation, and it was coming from him. And Moshe was this great, trustworthy individual. He was this Naaman, he was the Naaman and the Beis Hashem. So now he was conveying to them all the Torah that was accumulated and that was conveyed from Hashem in the Midbar. So that was the purpose. So at the end of his life, Moshe kind of put together the whole Torah, and he gave it over in this. So the Gemara says that it wasn't just Moshe teaching them, but he wrote it down as well on these stones. So at least now we understand, just based on the Ibn Ezra and Rashi, that the purpose of Moshe, of Moshe's stones, of the stones of Torah of Moshe, were to try to kind of summarize and put together everything that had happened to the forefathers in the desert, the new generation's parents in the desert, and try to convey to them the Torah of Min HaShemayim and the Aseres HaDibros of Har Sinai. So he's really trying to give it over to them. So that's really the purpose of the Torah over here. And then if we go to Yoshua, maybe we can understand what the purpose of the stones by Yoshua were, and then we can put everything together. So if you go to Yoshua in source number 8, it's Yoshua Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes. So again, I'm just using the Gemara's Psukim. So it says, Ushtim Esrei Avanim Hekim Yoshua V'socha Yardin Tachas Matzav Raglea Kohanim Nosei Aron Abris Vayusham Ad Hayom Azeh. So Yoshua, when they crossed over the Yardin was split. And he set up 12 stones in the Yardin underneath the feet of the Kohanim who are in the dry area of the Yardin. And he set it up, and it's still there, Ad Hayom Azeh. So the question is, what's the purpose without the Maharsha, with our own conceptual analysis? What's the purpose of those Avanim, and how do they relate to the Moshe's Avanim and the next set of Avanim? So according to if you look in source number 9, the Alshech, he kind of gives a practical answer, which is okay. It's not a bad answer. He says, Ushtim Esrei Avanim Hekim Yoshua B'Socha Yardin. So you look in source number 9. He says, "V'achshava ki liyos sheba aricho seyamim hadvarim nishkachim." So he says that in general, people forget about stuff, and as time moves forward, so people start forgetting about the past, and that's common. "V'asher yira avanim baGilgal." So if you saw the avanim in Gilgal, lo yitin alibo shal zecher masa asa Hashem biyardenhu. So a person might not know that the purpose of the stones in Gilgal were to teach us or to remind us of the nace of the Yarden. Velo yada ki mehayarden huvu. You wouldn't know necessarily that they came from the Yarden originally. Vishahayumi makum sha'avrubo, and that they really came from the place that the Jewish people passed through. Al kain ma'asa. So therefore, what did he do? Elu. So relative to those 12 stones in the Gilgal, hekim Yoshua b'socha Yarden tachas matzav raglei kohanim. So Yoshua, he set up the stones in the Yarden as well. Kisham underneath the feet of the Kohanim. Kisham tachas kol achas me'avanim musav gavoa be'ofan sheniros lamalim in amayim shnemesri avanim. So he says that Yoshua set it up in a way where the stones would kind of protrude from the top of the water a little bit, so you'd be able to see the top of the stones. V'alidei chen yasmin azikaron kishnemesri elu k'neged elu. And that way there would be a connection between the 12 in the Yarden and the 12 in Gilgal. The Elu Simon Amal Shahayu Bamakum Shashtem Shresh Biyardin Sham, Vigam Hembamalon Harishon, Minegan Lamakum Asher Sham, Shakenegdan Uchumisapron. So he says that the purpose of the stones of Yoshua were to connect the event of the Yarden and for us to remember them. But if you just had the stones in Gilgal and you didn't have the stones protruding from the water of the Yarden, you wouldn't understand what the purpose of the stones were. So he says, therefore, so he wanted to connect the two. But the Al-Sheikh is saying that the stones in the Yarden, they protruded. They weren't hidden by the water, but he built them in a way where they would stick up a little bit from the water. Kind of like an alligator. When you see the top of an alligator, so you see the top, so too the stones kind of protruded from the top of the water. But still, it's not so satisfying. What's the idea? What's the concept? And also, what the Al-Sheikh doesn't take up is why the second set of stones were used as a mizbeach for Eval and then set up in the Gilgal. What's the concept, the idea of the stones being used, the stones from the Yarden being used for the mizbeach by Har Grizim and Har Eval, and then afterwards being set up in Gilgal? So what is that concept? So I wanted to share an idea. So this is my own idea, but it's based on it's just based on the psukim that we looked at and the Psukim in Yoshua. So I think, and also based on the Torah itself. So I think, what's the concept of the stones, and what's the concept of the Yarden, and then Har Grizim and Har Eval? Maybe I can give a general concept, a general idea to explain it. So I think that the original plan, what was the original plan for the Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim? So the original plan was that the Jews would leave Mitzrayim, and the event that they went through was Kriyas Yam Suf. That was the essential Maisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then afterwards, soon after, they received the Torah at Har Sinai. So really, the initial plan of Hashem was that after Har Sinai, the Jews were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. But of course, they messed it up. And they messed it up because they did the Egel and also with the Meraglim. So they lost the opportunity to go into Eretz Yisrael after Har Sinai. And in fact, they stayed in the desert, and that whole generation got wiped out. And now the new generation, they're the ones going into Eretz Yisrael. But what do you see? You see from the initial plan that there was a value for the Jews to experience Kriyas Yam Suf and Har Sinai and then go into Eretz Yisrael. And it wasn't just accidental or haphazard that the Jews should experience these two events and then go into Eretz Yisrael. But I think that the Torah and Yehoshua are conveying that it was essential. And you see that there was almost, it wasn't the same event, obviously, Har Eval and Har Sinai were very different. And the Yarden was similar to Yam Suf. But I think the purpose was that the Jewish people, the new generation, had to experience on a different level a similar experience that the Jews of the Midbar experienced. So in going into Eretz Yisrael, they had to experience Yam Suf to a lesser degree through the Yarden, and also they had to experience Kabbalah Satorah. And Har Grizim and Har Eval was really a Kabbalah Satorah on the part of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. They really said, they had to say Amen, they had to agree to the Brachos and the Klalos of the Torah, but they were being Mekabel the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So it's almost like a parallel to the Midbar, that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they went through Kriyas Yam Suf and also Har Sinai, and when the Jews entered this new generation that didn't experience that, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they kind of experienced something similar. They experienced the Yarden, and they experienced a form of Har Sinai in Kabbalah Satorah in Eretz Yisrael. So it was a replication of what occurred in the Midbar. And in fact, if you look in source number 10, Yehoshua itself, in the Psukim, he alludes to this idea. So if you go to Pasuk, Perek Dalet, we don't have to read through all of them, but if you go through to Chav Beis, it says, V'hodatem es b'neichem le'mor b'yavashah var Yisrael seredin azeh. So they wanted this nace to be taught, that the Jews walked through the Yarden as it was split. Asher hovish Hashem elokeichem es me'a Yarden b'pneichem ad avrechem, kasher asa Hashem elokeichem li'yamsuf, asher hovish mipanenu ad avrenu. So he says, just as Hashem had done by Yamsuf, that's what he did over here by the Yarden. So in Yehoshua, there's a comparison being made to the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Kriyas Yarden. So I think the purpose or the idea is that the events of Yam Suf and the events of Kriyas Yarden are parallel, and the events of Har Sinai and the events of Har Grizim and Har Eval, there's a parallel between those as well. That Har Sinai was Kabbalah Satorah, but through mass revelation, and Har Grizim and Har Eval was Kabbalah Satorah. You didn't have the same mass revelation, but it was also a Kabbalah Satorah. So the Jews had to experience it. So what's the purpose of the stones? So the stones, I think, are really trying to teach the Jewish people that even though they were experiencing these Nisim in their own framework, so it wasn't a rejection of the Midbar, and it wasn't at all a rejection of the Torah that was compiled and that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. And they should understand and they should tie the events of Kriyas HaYarden and also Har Grizim and Har Eval to the Torah itself and not attach it to a new type of Kabbalah, a new type of system. So the system of Torah was established in the Midbar, and the idea was that there's no rejection of Midbar when this new generation go into Eretz Yisrael and experience something similar to the Midbar. It's not a rejection of the past. It was important for them to experience these ideas and the concepts of Hashkachas Hashem through Kriyas Yarden and the idea of Kabbalah Satorah, but it was not a rejection at all in any sense of the experiences of the Midbar. So the stone of Moshe, the stones of Moshe, as the Ibn Ezra and Rashi point out, so they were all the stones that were they were tied to the concepts and the mitzvos, and he says the Aseres HaDevarim, so they were tied to the whole experience of the Midbar. It was basically the Midbar and the whole experience of the Midbar on the stones, and then the stones of Yarden and the stones of Har Eval were to tie those events to the Torah of the Midbar, meaning the events of Kriyas Yarden and the events of Har Grizim and Har Eval are not supposed to be viewed in a vacuum. They're not supposed to be viewed as almost like a new Torah being created or a new system being given, but they're really a continuation of the Mesorah that was established in the Midbar. And I think that's the idea of Shivim Lashon. I think the idea of Shivim Lashon is an idea of clarity. So whenever we say Shivim Lashon, it's always an idea that the Torah is given over in a way where everybody can understand it, meaning there's the least amount of discrepancy. So you can have somebody from one language and from one country understand it and understand it similar to a person from another country. And whenever Torah is interpreted, there's usually discrepancies and there's usually aberrations. But the idea of Shivim Lashon and Moshe's giving over the Torah in Shivim Lashon is the idea of clarity, that the Torah was clarified to the utmost in the Midbar, And that same idea and that same concept, those same concepts were conveyed through the experience of Kriyas Yardane and the experiences of Har Grizim and Har Evel. So although they were experiencing similar to the Jews, it was not a rejection at all, and it was just simply a continuation of the Mesorah of the Midbar. So that's the idea of the stones. I think that's a separate idea. Okay, so one other point in the Ramban. So one other approach, there's the Ramban's approach. And in source number 11, the Ramban quotes, it's actually not the Ramban, it's the Ibn Ezra. So we'll give the Ibn Ezra credit, but the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra. So if you look in the bottom, Laman Asher Tavo Al Aretz, he says, Amar Rabbi Avraham, so he quotes the Ibn Ezra, Ki Hashem Yazreka Im Hachiloso Lishmor Mitzvosav. So Hashem will help you if you continue to keep the mitzvos. Ki Zosia Mitzvah Harishona Leviosam Aretz. So this was the first mitzvah to set up these stones. Lefi Daiti, according to my understanding, this is the Ibn Ezra, Laman Asher Tavo. The Pasuk says that you should set up the stones in order that you should go in. Remez the Chol Divrei HaTorah. It's a remez to the Torah itself. Yomar Shetichtov Al Ha'avonim Chol Divrei HaTorah HaZos Be'avrecha Be'Yardin Miyad. You have to write the Torah down as soon as you go through the Yardin. Laman Asher Basa El Aretz. So that you can go into the land. Ki Ba'avur HaTorah Basa Shama. Because of the Torah gives us the ability. That's the only reason why we're able to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'chein l'man yanuach avdecha v'amoscha kamocha v'zacharta ki evra yisa, yanuach avdecha v'amoscha kamocha l'man tiskor ki evra yisa, in order to remember. O tam o tichtov aleim is called Yivera Torah azos, liyosan l'chal l'zikaron. Another idea is that it should be a remembrance. L'man asher tavol aretz v'tichbo shosa, v'tirish is kol amim ha'heim b'yoscha zocher ha'torah v'shomer kol mitzvoseha. So that you can be successful in conquering the land through remembering the Torah. So one other approach, what's the purpose of the stones and why were they set up in the Yardin? So the last approach is the Ibn Ezra. He says that the stones were set up in the Yardin because the only reason why the Jewish people were allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael was in order to keep the Torah. And the Torah is really the Iker idea. It's really essential for them and it's what allows them to pass through the Yardin and go into Eretz Yisrael. So the idea was that as soon as possible, they had to write down the Torah. And the first instance was in the Yardin as they were crossing through. That was the first instance of being able to do Ksiva Satorah to demonstrate to the people that you can only go into Eretz Yisrael. And the only value of going into Eretz Yisrael is to go in based on keeping the Torah and mitzvos. So that's the idea of the stones. So the stones were set up before, after, and in the Gilgal so that the Jewish people should recognize that in this process, this transition from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, the only reason why it's occurring and the whole purpose of it is for them to keep the Torah and to keep the mitzvos, and that's the only reason why they're capable of succeeding in Eretz Yisrael and being in the land. So that's the idea over there. Okay, so just to summarize, I just want to summarize, and then there's one last point in the shir. So to summarize, there's three different approaches to the tzivoy, the mitzvah, in our parsha of Kisavo, of setting up three different sets of stones. So the first approach is the Marsha. The Marsha says that it's tied to the Yesodos, the three essential ideas of Torah. One is that Torah is min hashamayim. The second point is that Torah is scharva onesh. It's the idea of scharva onesh. It's tied to scharva onesh of reward and punishment. And finally, the last point is that Hashem can control nature. He's Mechadesh Olam. He created the world, so he has control over the world. And that's the idea of the Yardin stones. The second idea was our idea as we went through the Shir, and it's that the concept was to tie the Mesorah of the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. And that even though the Jews had to experience on their own level when they went into Eretz Yisrael, the experience of Yom Suf and Har Sinai, so even though that was meant to be experienced in a second before they go into Eretz Yisrael, but it was not a rejection at all of the Mesorah before, but there was a continuation of the Mesorah, so that it had to be clear that the Mesorah was set up originally in the Midbar, and that was the Torah. It was very clear it was Ba'er Hetev, and that same Torah is really what governs us, but it's also the same Torah that we should relate to as we experience Kriyas Yardin, as they experienced Har Grizim and Har Eval. And finally, the last point is the Ibn Ezra. He's just saying that the mitzvah is to set it up as right, set up the Torah as soon as you go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is premised on the Torah, that there's no value to Eretz Yisrael outside of Torah. If you're not keeping the Torah, then you really don't deserve to go in. So that's the purpose of setting it up, even in the Yardin. Okay, so one last point. It's kind of a secondary point, but I think it's tied in. So if you go back to the source number one, so it says, Avanim Shleimos Tivneh. If you go to source number one, and it's, sorry, Pasuk Hey. Uvanisa Sham Mizbeach Lashem Elkecha Mizbach Avanim Lo Sanif Alehem Barzel. By Har Grizim and Har Eval, the mitzvah was to set up an altar, a Mizbeach, and it can't be a Mizbeach that iron was used on it, meaning it can't be that the stone was cut with any iron tools. So we see that after Har Sinai, it was interesting, right after Har Sinai in Yisro, and this is tied to the idea that I was saying before, right after Har Sinai, so the mitzvah of a Mizbeach not having Barzel was introduced. It's literally the parsha right after Har Sinai. If you look in source number 12, and we don't have to go through all the psukim again, but if you look through it, it says in Chaf Beis, "Vim Mizbach Avanim Taseli Lo Sivne Eshen Gazis Ki Charbecha He Nafta Aleha Batachal Aleha." So it says that if you make a Mizbeach out of stone, you can't use any iron. He says Lo Sivne Eshen Gazis Ki Charbecha He Nafta Aleha Batachal Aleha. So that's where they learn out. So Rashi says over there, Sheposlon Misatetzon Bebarzel. So the Isser to use iron on stones of Mizbeach was literally introduced to the Jewish people right after Har Sinai, and now we see that by Har Grizim and Har Eval, they had to use a Mizbeach that you couldn't put any iron on it. So it's interesting. I think the Torah is conveying to us a connection between the events and the stones of Har Grizim and Har Eval and the stones that were introduced to us right after Har Sinai. That mitzvah of Lo Sanif Aleihem Barzel didn't exist by other mizbechos, by the bamos, when they were sacrificing prior to the Torah being given to us. The sacrifices did not demand that the mizbechos would not have any iron on them. But only once the Torah was given to us, we see that as soon as we're mekabel the Torah, we see this tzivoy, that if you make a mizbeach, you can't make a mizbeach out of barzel. You can't make it, you can't cut the stone with any iron. And it's interesting that in our parsha, again, by Har Grizim and Har Eval, they could only use a mizbeach that was not cut with iron. So what's that idea? What's the concept? So we see the connection. The connection is that after Kabbalah Torah that we have this mitzvah, but what's that idea? So Rashi has a point, but the Rambam, before we get to Rashi, the Rambam and the Mora says that the idea was that they used to use iron to shape the stones into a Avodah Zarah. So the idea is that we're supposed to distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah as much as possible, and the purpose of the Mizbeach was to channel our Avodah Zarah emotions, according to the Rambam, into the true ideas, into correct ideas. But we have to distance ourselves in the process from Avodah Zarah. So the idea is that in Har Grizim and Har Eval, the Avonim and the Mizbeach could not have any reference, cannot have any connection to Avodah Zarah at all, because the whole thing was a Kabbalah Satorah. So in Kabbalah Satorah, by Har Grizim and Har Eval, there can't be any emotions of Avodah Zarah present. So the idea was that the Mizbeach that they used could not be tied to Avodah Zarah in any way, and that's why I would say, according to the Rambam, he doesn't say it openly by our psukim, but based on his philosophy, I would say that's why it makes sense that by Har Grizim and Har Eval, the very stones that they used for the Mizbeach over there, Lo Sanif Aleihem Barzel, there could not be any iron on them. Meaning that in the moment of Kabbalah Satorah, it's inappropriate to have any reference or any connection to Avodah Zarah. So that's one idea, that's one concept. And the other is that the Rashi says, Vatichaleha, if you look in source number 13, it says, Halomata she'im he naftaleha barzel chilalta. So you learn from the psukim, this is in Shemos, that if you use any iron on the mizbeach, on the stones, so you're mechalet, you defile it. Shamizbeach nivra laharech yamav shel adam, va barzel nivra lekater yamav shel adam, ein ze bedin sheyunav hamekater al hamarech. So he says that barzel is really made for destruction, and the purpose of the mizbeach is really meant to lengthen our lives. So it doesn't make sense for the idea, the concept of destruction, to be conveyed in the mizbeach, which is the opposite, which is meant to be marech. So I think the idea, I think one other point I just want to mention is that once we were mekabel the Torah, would the mizbeach now permanently function for the purpose of marech. And once it had designation to be marech our lives and to create a relationship between us and Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so once that happened, so the point is that we have to be very clear and careful in terms of our emotions when we're experiencing sacrifice on the Mizbeach. So I think the idea that Rashi's hinting to is that we want to keep man away from emotions. It's similar to the Rambam. The Rambam says Avodah Zarah. I think Rashi's saying that we don't want man to relate or think about ideas when he's sacrificing, ideas that are contrary to the purpose of the Mizbeach itself, to the purpose of the Mizbeach. So just But I think that only exists after the Jews are mekabel the Torah. Only then is the Mizbeach permanently a marach. And he even goes on, he says that it's in order to create, So also the purpose of the Mizbeach is to create peace between man, between Jews and Shamayim. Therefore you shouldn't use a destructive element on the Mizbeach. So once the Jews were mekabel the Torah, it created a relationship between us and Hashem, and only then does this Isser emerge of Lo Sanif Alein Barzel. Only then does the Mizbeach become a method of us to maintain a method for us to maintain a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'Meitel Shalom Ben Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemayim. So let me just, so that's really the end of the shiur tonight. So again, we talked about the stones and the three different types of stones, but then also I want to show you that the Torah introduces Lo Sanif Alein Barzel right after Har Sinai. And it's a unique thing that in our psukim, the Torah demands that by the Mizbeach of Har Grizim and Har Eval, Lo Sanif Alein Barzel. So I think the connection is that the Mizbeach of Har Sinai or after Har Sinai and the Mizbeach of Har Grizim and Har Eval, they had to be very specific because both were examples of or tied to Kabbalah Satorah. And when you're being Mekabel the Torah or after Kabbalah Satorah, we really have to stay away from any, like the Rambam says, any Avodah Zarah emotions. And according to Rashi, I think he's saying that once Kabbalah Satorah was completed, so that really created a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once that relationship is created, the Mizbeach functions in a different way. So therefore, we have to remove any barzel, any iron from it, from its creation. All right, so that's really the end of the shiur tonight. Anybody have any questions or want to add anything? All right, thank you. Yeah.
One question. So anything that was
in
the water, is there any significance to that?
You mean by the Yardane?
Yeah.
I think there's three, yeah, definitely.